Blog Talk Radio.
This is a private officer beat radio with Rick McCann at the microphone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Glad that you are joining us one more time. We are going to have a great radio program this week, as always, of course. We have a lot of information to share with you, and of course, a lot of news and some very interesting announcements and opportunities, really, for all who would find them enjoyable, find them to be something that's up their alley. I was looking, searching for that perfect word, but there really is no perfect word. We have opportunities. We really do have a lot of opportunities, and I hope that many of you will take advantage of those opportunities, because those are not often found in the private security industry. You could be in a different, you could be in fast food or retail and find all sorts of opportunities, promotions, opportunity to travel. A friend of mine, and even myself in times past, worked for retailers opening stores, and we would go all over the country. We would open up stores, and my friend traveled more than I did in that particular situation, but they did all the pre-construction and the construction and the build-out, and then they got the store ready. They brought all the merchandise in, and they set up all the displays. Lots of opportunities. And I've had other acquaintances in the restaurant business, and they also had similar opportunities to travel for a month or two or three at a time doing that same very thing. However, in the private security industry, things seem to be limited, or so you might think. There is a lot of opportunities. Private security, people try to pigeonhole that into guards. Oh, private security, that's the guard and that badge and that square badge if you're in New York and Connecticut and some of the other states. But they don't really get the whole premise of security or understand the diversity of it. I often talk about how it ranges from everything from that security post all the way up to nuclear, government protection, contract security, being sworn in as special deputy U.S. Marshals at federal courthouses. And we have tens of thousands of security personnel that work at DOD contracts and federal buildings, government contracts. And in fact, during the riots over the last 3 years, we've had two or three security officers that we're aware of that have been murdered while on duty, working federal contracts. We have had every year at least a half a dozen or more that are injured while working federal contracts. So yeah, it's a lot more diversified, the security industry, than you might think. So we're going to talk a little bit about that diversity. And then during the bottom half of this program, we're going to drill down. We're going to get to the nitty gritty. Over the last 3 weeks, we had a 3-week trilogy series. We talked about street crimes, and we talked about what that entails and how, although it may be called security's new horizon, it really isn't. It's something that security has done since day one of security. But we're going to drill down even more so today. I had mentioned during that 3-week series about the various crimes that we can make a big difference in. No, we can't crack big capers. We're not going to go investigate homicides or other felony serious cases, but we can initiate many investigations that could lead to some serious felony and even federal charges being filed. We can be that difference on the properties where we patrol, we can eliminate many, many crimes. And we're going to drill down on those crimes over the next few weeks. Kind of an extension, I guess, of that three-part series that we just got done with. But we did mention a few of those, but I want to get deeper into it. The quality of life issues that we often talk about. Now, on today's program, we're going to kick it off with one of the fastest growing areas and types of thefts that are occurring nationwide, bar none. And you'll hear today an audio that says in one part of the country, this crime has increased by 5,300%. And we're going to listen to another audio about how quick and easy the crime occurs. And if you're thinking retail, hit, grab, snap, and run, no. Yes, that does occur, but no, that's not the topic of the day. But it is a crime that we can definitely, definitely crack down on and make a huge difference in this multi-million dollar crime spree that's happening across the country. Oh, man, there's so many different things that we can be talking about when it comes to the quality of life crimes and how we can make the difference. We might not be able to prevent a homicide. We may not even be able to prevent a robbery, although many security officers have and do. But we certainly can crack down and stop, prevent a lot of other crimes that really will make a difference in the quality of life of those living in low income, medium income, or the rich. We can make that difference. I just raised my hand and my arms and I was showing the increase. Oh, from low to medium to high, and somebody laughed. But we can definitely make that difference. We're going to talk as well about how you can get involved in not only POI, but being a community service officer or a public service officer, how you can initiate your own company with little to no money down. We talk about this regularly because I believe that the only true avenue, road to success is entrepreneurship. You can work for the man. You can work for somebody, even the government, all your life, 30, 40, 50 years. That's how my dad did it. That's how my grandpa, my uncles, they got a factory job and they stayed there for 35, 40 years. People didn't leave those positions because they wanted that retirement benefit. But unfortunately, many companies, especially in general services, fast food, security, you know, they don't have those benefits. And when you get to be old, like I am, yes, I admit it, you have to look at, gosh, was it really worth not being in business for myself? At least when you're in business for yourself, you control your destiny. You control what your paycheck's going to be based on how lazy you are or how ambitious you are. We're going to talk about an exciting program where we're going to mentor entrepreneurs and how several of our POI members and ARMR staff is going to be part of this new program. I have been told many times that we do too much for too little response, too little money that comes back to us, but there are rewards. And so we'll be talking about that on today's program. We're going to take our first break. Remember, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. We'll be right back.
There's a reason the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside, send you reeling where your love can't hide.
Biddeford 113.
Biddeford, go ahead.
113, could you respond to Pool Street in the area of UNE? Have a report of a motor vehicle crash. Two vehicles head on, multiple PI. Great.
Okay, 10-4, I'll be en route.
Do you know what to do when you hear an emergency vehicle approaching? Slow down. Signal. Move to the right as far as you can. Stop when it's safe to do so. It's the law. Remember to pull to the right for sirens and lights. Help save a life.
So you think you can beat a train? Well, think again. Even at low speeds, trains can cause serious injuries or death. You must slow down and yield when you approach all railroad crossings. If a train is approaching, always stop behind the solid white line or at least 15 feet from the crossing. Never stop on the tracks. It's the law, and it could save your life. Proceed only when the train has cleared the area and no other trains are approaching. Please be safe at all railroad crossings. And remember, never stop on the tracks.
This is breaking news coming out of the Private Officer Beat news desk. 18 security officers have now been confirmed to have been shot since Friday afternoon. Two others are deceased. Police are now hunting two murderers and multiple suspects in aggravated assault cases. At this time, we know of at least two that are in critical condition, including one shot multiple times in the city of Seattle while trying to stop a person who had vandalized a nearby bank. Authorities in other cities say they have no leads and no suspects in the assaults of security officers there. Private Officer International is currently in communications with several other police agencies, and as soon as we get further details of any of these shootings or homicides, we will bring it to you here on the Private Officer Beat Radio or broadcast it through our normal channels.
In the past week or so, Private Officer International has sent out a number of mass mailings, both through our Constant Contact emailer company as well as through our own POI office emails. One of those invited you to get involved by sending us hurricane video. If you were down in Florida, South Carolina, maybe even the Virginia coast where they did receive some damage and tropical force winds, we invite you to send us that video or photo footage, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, so that we can turn around and share that not only with our members and readers of all of our news and followers on all of our platforms, but also to show the public nationwide what private security does all year round, but especially during emergencies and disasters. If you have any question about what video you should send or how it's going to be used, please contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, that is your point of contact, the POC point of contact for any question, any need that you have. You can also be featured in our upcoming streaming programs, your company or even yourself, in one of several programs that we're producing. And one of them is called Breaking Bread, where you're going to be able to sit down with your little group, big group, your agency, department, or just some of your colleagues. And we'll sit down, we'll have a meal, we'll talk about, you know, what you do, why you do security or law enforcement. We'll just have a natural conversation. while we're eating, breaking bread together, learning about each other, learning about POI and Armor College and the other companies that support us. If you own a private security agency, a patrol agency, an alarm business, a private law enforcement agency, a training school, again, we invite you to contact us because we want to focus on you. We want the public to know about you, your agency, your department, your company, your business, how you're making a difference every day in the shadows without very, you know, few people knowing about what it is you're doing to protect your community. We have another show called Frontline Protector, where we're going to be featuring, actually have been featuring, law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, and private security. We'd love to feature you. Do a little ride-along. If you have a patrol unit, even better. We'd love to ride along, kind of like a cops thing. Film and be able to highlight all of the activities that you do. Now, in my own experience, and probably now more than ever, one of the things that we do daily, nightly, 24/7, 365 days a year, we prevent crime. People don't even know that. And sometimes we don't even realize what we just stopped. Everything from shootings, mass shootings, to just simple trespass, vandalism. And we're going to be talking about those type of crimes during this week and next week. But I want to focus on the security industry in a positive way. So if you have a company and you'd like to be part of Breaking Bread, or you'd like to be featured on patrol or in a training class, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We are making these dates now. The programs are being produced as we speak. Another program called Missing in Uniform. Over 600,000 people go missing every year, more or less. About 100,000 people remain missing every year. Many come back. Many are found. Many just took a little vacation, needed to get away from all the stress. But you know what? Every year, at least one or two security officers, four so far this year, disappeared. Two have been found dead. One came back. He was having domestic problems. And one is missing. That's just this year. Missing in uniform. We need folks to help us on these projects. So if you are good at putting videos together, you're great at research. I had somebody last night tell me, I used to work for Google. I know all about the tricks of how to research, how to pull up information. There's billions and billions and billions and billions, trillions of pieces of information on the internet that's buried in there. But there's some secrets to how to find it, he said. And he told me a couple of things that I didn't know. So if you love to research, you love to be, investigative, or you love to put videos together, we could use your service, and it doesn't have to be free. We pay. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. And while mentioning filming Breaking Bread or doing ride-alongs with your agency, we're going to also buy everybody lunch. We might even go ahead and give everybody a lifetime membership to POI with a free training pass at Armor College. We're putting together a package of enticements. You know, we want to reward you. We want to thank you. And we're going to be releasing that information within the next week or so. If you're interested in anything I just said, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Remember, even though we have announced the award recipients for the 2022 Private Officer Awards, you can still, every day, all year long, submit nominations for folks who deserve an award, whether they've made a good arrest, they've aided a citizen, performed CPR, made a good arrest, is a good employee, whatever. You want to put them in for Officer of the Year, Officer of the Month, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. You can also go to privateofficer.org/awards, and you can put in that nomination right there online. Before I go to my next break, I just want to remind everybody that listens to our programs, and there's a lot of people who do, even some who listen years later. As I said a few weeks ago, I was not shocked but surprised of the number of people who go back into shows that were recorded years and years ago, and they listen to those. So it's just great. But before I go to break, I just want you to understand how beneficial being part of Private Officer International is. Not only for all of the news items that we put out, not only for all of the free training that we offer, not only for the support and all those other good things, but there's no other security or even law enforcement association that does everything that we do for both those who are members and non-members alike. You should consider supporting Private Officer International. If you're not already a member, you can go to privateofficer.org. On the front page, there's a little button flashing on the left-hand side saying specials. Click there. You can become a member right now for $99. And the reason why we hold that, and we, you know, most people would have a pop-up or, you know, a quick sale, but we've been having that $99 special for years. And the reason why, it's really worth $300 or $400. But the reason why is we know security personnel don't have a lot of money. And we want to make sure that you get this membership and become part of it and become involved in all of the great things that's happening at POI. If you need payments, we'll even do that for you. Just contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, a production of Blue Ram Media Group and Private Officer International. Across the country, there's a new 3-digit emergency number if you're feeling suicidal, if you're experiencing a life crisis. 988 is now the 3 digits that you can dial, just like 911 across the country. You'll connect with mental health professionals, and the 988 number will connect you with the Crisis Lifeline, formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Line. Veterans can press 1 after dialing 988 to connect directly to the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, which serves our nation's veterans, service members, National Guard, and Reserve members, and those who support them. For text, veterans should continue to text the Veterans Crisis Lifeline, short code 838-255. Too many people experience suicidal crisis or mental health-related distress without the support and care that they need. But you're not alone. Simply pick up the phone and dial or text 988. Someone will answer that phone who is caring, understanding, and there to help you. 988, there is hope.
Why don't you come up here, Pumpkin?
What are you doing, Larry?
Well, Vince, I've asked my pumpkin to sit on my lap to prove a point.
And what is that, your Larry-ness?
Even if we fasten our safety belts, even if you hold on tight, even if you were watching the road...
Yeah?
In a crash, your pumpkin will be nothing but a squash.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Use child safety seats.
We love that little pumpkin to pieces.
Spice or Mojo or just Joe. It's the new most popular drug. It looks harmless and sounds fun, but it's not. Spice is made in filthy conditions. There is no recipe. It's made with anything that can soak up chemicals. It's treated with roach spray or rat poison. It's illegal because it's poisonous. Our hospitals are flooded with its victims. It can cause a lethal medical emergency such as seizures, convulsions, violence toward others, psychosis, and even sudden death. Don't be fooled. Spice kills.
Well, I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all.
You're listening to the voice of the frontline protector here at the Private Oscar B Radio. Help wanted. I'm sure you've seen this all over where you live, on the TV, the news, the internet, no matter where you go these days, across the U.S. and in many other countries who sit in the same predicament as the U.S., there are tens and thousands, and I would dare say millions probably, of jobs available worldwide, certainly hundreds of thousands, millions here in the U.S. Well, here at Private Officer International and our joint companies, we have some openings that you may be interested in. So let's start with instructors or adjunct instructors. We're currently looking for DCJS, Virginia DCJS, instructors who are certified in more than one category. We're looking for those who are certified in electronic security, bail enforcement, private investigations, firearms, so forth. We're looking for instructors in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. But if you are a regulatory instructor in any other state, it would behoove you to join forces with Private Officer International and our companies and become one of our regulatory instructors in your state. Some of the benefits, of course, is that it's always better to have a larger company behind you helping with marketing and resources, research, and we do have that. We're also looking for folks who want to be instructors with our new companies where we may have an online course that requires in-person practical exams. And you can be an adjunct instructor any place in the country in a non-regulatory environment and be that person who is the adjunct instructor teaching first aid or proctoring certain practical exams or other components that are required outside of the online portion of the course or the training. Of course, Armory College is still wide open in many states looking for those of you who may be interested in starting your own school. And it does not take a lot of money. Contact the point of contact, the POC help desk at privateofficer.com, and they will connect you with that person. More than likely, Carrie Baker, the operations director, and then kind of introduce you to the program and the benefits. We have other openings. Right now, we have an opportunity for someone who is APOST certified. That's Alabama Police Officer Standard Training or State Training, some people call it, in Alabama to be a police officer or a ranking officer at our new school that is scheduled to open there. We are also looking in Virginia for private law enforcement officers who are currently sworn in under the DCJS private police or who would be qualified to be as we are expanding some of our services there. send your resume, an email of interest, or a letter of interest to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. They will definitely forward all of your information to the appropriate persons, and they will be in touch with you immediately. We have many opportunities, and we have a number of companies that are growing. So one of the companies I'm really excited about, especially at this day and time, is Community Public Safety Services. You can check them out online, publicsafetyservices.org. Providing community service officers or public service officers in some areas, school resource officers, traffic investigators, and other positions available. Many police departments have reduced staff, as you know. Many have eliminated calls for service that they no longer will take. And many other police departments have had to outsource some of their operations. In fact, some have outsourced in recent years, in the last few years, crime scene techs. I know of at least one security company in the U.S. that guards crime scenes until the CSI or forensics can get there to process them. So that relieves that police officer so they can go back on patrol, and now security has taken over that scene, protecting it, making sure nobody enters. We have great opportunities through our network of companies, and we're excited, and we want you to be excited. If you're interested in any of our positions, or you want to become an entrepreneur yourself, you want to start a business, especially in educational areas or public safety areas, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, I don't have a whole lot of money, Rick. I'm not rich, and I know what to do, I guess, but I don't really know how to start a business or grow a business. Never had one. Not to worry. We're going to take care of you. We're going to show you the ropes. We'll show you the way. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll be right back.
Filling out my cup, coffee talk on the screen porch. So in love, now you're the one I'm losing sleep for. And I hope the wrong ones slip right through your magic fingers. And I hope we find some way to fall in love like we were. Yeah, you're the only reason I was California dreaming in the first place. Seeing you in sundress season got me all up in my feelings for the old days, old days.
You don't know what it's like until you're a parent. Letting go.
Because we used to protect her.
But now with the Smart Pepper Spray from Saber, we can feel a little better knowing that if something happens, she can protect herself. Not only is it the number one pepper spray brand, it also has smart features to connect us instantly when it matters most. The Smart Pepper Spray connects via Bluetooth to the free Saber Personal Safety app. With her selected contacts loaded into the app, we receive an alert if and when the pepper spray is deployed. Even better, the alert links to a map where we can geotrack her exact location to make sure she gets to safety. We also opted into the Saber Premium Monitoring Service to make sure that if needed, local police will be alerted and given the ability to track and help her. That's all built on top of Saber's maximum strength formula for maximum stopping power with a 10-foot range and 25 bursts per canister.
So if she's ever in a dangerous situation,
we'll know.
Is everything okay?
I'm fine. I just got scared, but I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
Because when you're a dad,
when you're a mom,
knowing that your daughter, your loved ones are safe,
that's everything. I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law,
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
This week, as every single week that we sit behind the microphone, we've got a whole load of news coming in from every direction globally as well as nationally. We just told you a few moments ago, 18 security officers confirmed shot over the weekend between Friday and Sunday, two fatally. Authorities searching for multiple suspects in these shootings. This is not uncommon. And again, I want to emphasize that word known. These are the numbers known to us, although there may be dozens of others that we have not yet discovered having been shot or even killed, although we monitor close to 3,000 news sources. Remember, you can read our breaking news 24/7 at Breaking News, Private Officer Breaking News .blogspot.com. You can also check out our social media, facebook.com/ Private Officer International, Twitter, great way to stay on top of everything happening at POI, twitter.com/ Private Officer. I don't understand how companies get away or get along with not having social media in this day and time. No, it's not always fun. It's complicated. It's a headache. It's a hassle. And I swear every other day I am telling my office staff, get rid of that stuff. But I know realistically that's impossible. People communicate. People market and advertise. People stay in touch. People build communities on social media. I have a number of, I consider, good friends on social media, and I've never met them, but they are really more consistent and better friends in communicating and just really being there than some of the other folks that I know in person. All right, well, breaking news this week. We have a lot of breaking news, so let's kick it off right now. Sadly, San Antonio, Texas police report 5 San Antonio police officers have died by suicide over the last year. Police Chief William McManus addressed an audience during a prayer gathering on Friday, discussing the latest suicide victim, Officer Jordan Hammond. He was just 30 years old, a 5-year veteran. Many police departments are experiencing this same thing. Chicago is one of those departments that has probably more than 5 suicides just this year. And sadly and tragically, many police officers feel alone, unsupported, unappreciated, and unfortunately, they turn to just ending it all. Remember, you can call the new suicide prevention line number at 988. This is a national number. Someone is there to listen and help you and care 24/7. Police in Philadelphia don't know what to make of this. More than 100 juveniles flooded a Wawa convenience store on the northeast side, breaking merchandise, destroying merchandise, eating merchandise, and just wrecking havoc. This occurred about 8:30 p.m. on Saturday night. Police are scanning through video. They're looking for the suspects. They are going to prosecute the suspects. We have often seen over the last 5 or 6 years or longer, mobs moving in and doing this in retailers across the country, although that's kind of slacked off. So this was kind of an unusual occurrence, but not one that's surprising. But what is surprising is St. Cloud, Florida, police there say that a 15-year-old high school student who was not involved in a fight decided to attack a police officer trying to break up a fight involving two other students. This 15-year-old student, who is not being named, is charged with battery on a law enforcement, a felony, resisting arrest after he grabbed Officer Russell Ball and body slammed him to the ground. Again, this 15-year-old was not involved, was not party to this fight that was breaking out. He asserted himself, assaulted the officer for no reason. Some in the audience got involved and helped get the teenager under control. Police are treating him like an adult. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, authorities there say that less than half of Louisiana schools have campus officers, security, or SROs. The Louisiana Department of Education revealed the statistic during a meeting of the House Special Committee on School Safety on Friday. The department that conducted a recent school safety security said that around 40% of the 1,300 public schools employ at least one school resource officer. That's less than 50%. How can that be? In Dearborn, Michigan, a man is under arrest. Rashard Williams Lewis, 34, charged with killing a security officer at a hotel. Police say that the security officer went to the floor to see about another employee after being alerted to a disturbance. Lewis fled the hotel after fatally shooting the security officer after he got off the elevator. Police were able to locate him at a nearby business and take him into custody. The employee's name has not been released. In Decatur, Alabama, a 14-year-old is charged with murder of a 13-year-old at a school. Police not releasing the 14-year-old's name, but say that this was an attempted robbery gone bad. A security officer in Reading, Pennsylvania, is fighting for his life after he was shot multiple times Sunday morning in downtown Reading. Police say that the security officer was on duty when a confrontation occurred outside of a bar. Police are investigating. A Seattle security officer also fighting for his life in critical condition after being shot four times there. Police Friday afternoon responding to a security officer being shot found the man in the 100 block of Northwest 85th Street suffering from multiple gunshots. Nearby witnesses told police the security officer was trying to apprehend a man who had thrown rocks at a nearby bank window when the man suddenly turned and pulled a gun, shooting the security officer at close range four times. There's no information as to whether or not that suspect has been apprehended. Returning back to Michigan, a Grand Rapids security officer will not face charges after he fatally shot a man last month. Jose Garcia Riveras, 31, was fatally shot in the early morning hours of September 4th by a security officer outside of a nightclub. The security officer said he saw Garcia Riveras pull a gun and began pointing it at people. The security officer fired shots, fatally killing the man. A Cleveland Heights, Ohio library security officer almost lost his life. According to authorities, a teenager pulled a gun, pointed it at the library security officer, made mention of killing him. It turned out to be an earshot. Police took the 13-year-old into custody. He's facing aggravated menacing and criminal trespass. A story coming out of Houston, Texas. A security officer trying to stop a robbery in progress accidentally shot the victim of the robbery twice. It happened in the parking lot of a nightclub off North Freeway near West Road about 3 a.m. Sunday morning. The security officer saw two masked men. They were both armed with guns approaching a victim in the parking lot. One of them grabbed the victim, which led to the security officer opening fire but accidentally hitting the victim twice. The security officer managed to detain one of the suspects until police arrived. A second one escaped. Police are continuing their investigation. At this point, at this moment, no charges filed against the security officer. Police and security responded to a shooting, a fatal shooting, at the Sugarloaf Mills Mall. That's in Gwinnett County, just north of Atlanta, in the metro Atlanta area. 18-year-old Kenmar Bryan and 19-year-old Chandler Richardson charged now with felony murder, malice murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. There was some type of disturbance outside of Dave & Buster's restaurant. Security responded. Shots were fired. Police were notified. Security and law enforcement were able to make apprehensions in that case. Across the country, private security continues to face these type of violent crimes, oftentimes unarmed, unprepared, and without backup. Tulsa police arrested a man for throwing a Molotov cocktail at a church and then stabbing a security officer with a sword. According to law enforcement, the man threw the firebomb at a Tulsa church downtown, then stabbed a security officer with a sword. Police initially arrested him on state charges, but he has now been arrested on federal charges because of the bomb. The ATF took over the case. Now he's facing serious prison time. Police were able to quickly apprehend the suspect as he fled. In Las Vegas, 22,000 people at the Route 91 Harvest Festival on October 1st, 2017, 58 of them lost their life. 100+ were injured. Now, 5 years later, Joseph Guerin, who was a security officer that night on duty at that location, says he comes every year to say a prayer at the community healing garden that was put up after that tragedy. He says, I didn't know everyone, obviously, but they all shared one thing in common. Prior to the shooting, he said it was a beautiful night. Everyone was enjoying the country music festival. You could hear people singing. And then suddenly, shots were fired. Guerin, who was the supervisor at that time at the festival, said when the shots rang out, it turned a beautiful night into a horrific night. In Valdez, Texas, the entire school district police force on Friday were laid off, suspended, while an investigation continues in how they handled the school shooting in May. Every police officer on the force may lose their job or face criminal charges. In Las Vegas, two people are dead, six wounded in a stabbing incident outside of a Las Vegas casino. Outside of a beautiful, large Wynn casino, a man went on a stabbing spree, randomly stabbing people. Two of the eight victims died. They were identified by the medical's office as Brent Allen Hallett, 47, and Maurice Maureen DeGavini. Both of them were Las Vegas residents. The weapon was recovered. It was a large kitchen knife. The suspect, Yanni Barreros, 32, faces two counts of murder and six counts of attempted murder with a deadly weapon. Police are still investigating, trying to find out why. An off-duty security officer who worked for Allied Universal was murdered last week at her apartment by her ex-boyfriend. The security officer was stationed at SunTrust Bank in the city of Richmond, Virginia, and was well known to the employees and many in the community. She always had a smile, and she was well liked by everyone except her ex-boyfriend. The 27-year-old died senselessly. Police have the suspect in custody. In Columbus, Ohio, another security officer was shot last week. This security officer also working at a nightclub. He was patting down a suspect for weapons when the suspect pulled a gun and for no reason whatsoever shot the security officer. He's going to make it. The suspect in his 20s fled. He has not been apprehended at this time. NYPD sergeant is accusing loss prevention agents at a Macy's in New York of racially profiling her and false arrest. Loss prevention agents apprehended the NYPD sergeant for shoplifting. $359 worth of stolen Guess and Tommy Hilfiger clothes was found in her bag, but she claims that they had no probable cause and no reason to stop her other than her skin color. The police officer faces termination. A trial is pending in Westchester County. A woman assaulted security officers who were detaining her for shoplifting. She threatened to kill them, pulled a weapon, and began beating on them. Police say the security officers were able to detain 30-year-old Antabi South Monaghan. She's been charged with three counts of aggravated assault and resisting a peace officer. A security officer in New York is recovering after he was attacked while working security at a synagogue in Midtown Manhattan. A man got into the argument with the 54-year-old superintendent of the building. The 27-year-old female security officer came to his aid, and that's when things got out of hand. The suspect clobbered the security officer multiple times. She's going to be fined. Police have not made an arrest in that situation. And ending on a good note, here in Seminole, Oklahoma, a story for the heart. Oklahomans may celebrate their retirement by traveling, relaxing, or learning a new hobby. But one Seminole, Oklahoma man chose to do something completely different. And that has earned him the nickname of Grandpa from hundreds of school kids in Seminole. Grandpa is a very, very sweet man, said one fifth grader, Jackson Yerby. I couldn't be more proud of my grandpa. Words cannot describe how I feel about Grandpa. And several others at Northwood Elementary agree. You see, for the past 5 years, Monty Yerby has patrolled the school's perimeter as a security officer free of charge. Every morning, faithfully, for the last 5 years, when the school doors open, Grandpa is there. A true public servant, many call him. Mr. Yerby is one of a kind, says Seminole Public School Assistant Superintendent Angela Wilman. He's retired. He could be doing anything. He could be sitting in his recliner. He could be out vacationing every week, but no. He's protecting our kids and our school, providing free security. He puts his boots on, and he comes every day, no matter the weather, no matter how he feels, and he keeps the kids safe. Monty was a shop teacher with Seminole Public Schools for 36 years, and with a background in law enforcement, Wilmot says he's the perfect guy for the job with an extra set of eyes to help keep these kids safe. He watches. He walks around. He's so observant and so wise. He built relationships with kids that's amazing, which is why Wilmot nominated him recently for a $400 Pay It Forward Award from the First Fidelity Bank. He is certainly one of a kind. Private Officer International has reached out to the school, and Mr. Monty, Grandpa Security Officer, is going to be awarded a plaque for all that he does to keep people safe. Remember, When you see news happening, send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about crimes that we can prevent, crimes that we can apprehend and detain the suspects. We're talking about crimes of opportunity where we can make a true difference. We're going to be talking about this week and then part two again next week. We'll be right back. We are the voice of the Frontline Protector here at Private Officer International.
Is an epidemic in Houston. Catalytic converter thefts happen anytime, anywhere.
But one man was surprised when his truck was targeted in an airport parking lot, and he was still on the hook for the damages. Lauren Tallarico joins us now with the cautionary tale.
On Saturday,
it was very surprising
when Shahrukh Ghani got into his truck after a 24-hour business trip.
I turned on my car, and it startled me.
Startled by the sound of his rumbling Toyota Tacoma.
The security guard came by and said, look underneath the truck. And I looked underneath the truck and the catalytic converter was gone.
Catalytic converters run thousands of dollars. Their thefts are on the rise. A report from AAA says in Texas, they're up 5,300% since 2019. And Harris County leads the state.
But what was most surprising was that it happened on a private lot.
Ghani says his truck was parked at the Eco Park lot at Bush Airport.
The security guard wasn't surprised.
Ghani was told he'd have to cover costs and even had to pay for parking to exit. A statement, in part from Houston Airport, says there are multiple cameras at all parking locations. Our lots are well lit, and each location has a private security guard service.
I asked to see security footage, and they said there isn't any.
Ghani has insurance and filed a police report, but he thinks all private parking lots, including the airports, should do more to deter thieves and help cover costs. And when it comes to parking around Houston from now on,
I'm going to do my due diligence and see who has the best security presence.
As far as Ghani paying for parking that day, Houston Airport says they do refund money if something like this happens.
You just heard one of the areas of quality of life and one of the areas of high crime and one of the areas where we as private security, private law enforcement can definitely reduce and maybe stop in many areas. Catalytic converters is an exhaust emission control device, and that converts toxic gases and pollutants and exhaust gas from an internal combustion engine into less toxic pollutants. It's required by law to have it. Now, these converters are usually used with internal combustion engines, gasoline, diesel. They're on cars, automobiles, RVs, trucks, just about everything that you can imagine. But the problem with this device is that people are stealing them and making a fortune. And they're very, very expensive to buy, and they're very, very expensive to replace. And because of their value right now, because of their worth, this is epidemic. The average cost of a catalytic converter repair is between $945 and $2,475. The average American today cannot afford it. And sometimes the insurance won't cover it. And unfortunately, some people don't even have insurance. This is happening across the country in apartments, hospitals, schools, businesses, but wait for it, right on the street. People are under the vehicle, cutting it off with a torch or a saw, and some experts, including law enforcement, say some people have it down to less than a minute. Nationally, police say that thieves can get anywhere from $1 to $300 per converter. I mean, come on. You get 10 cars a day, that's minimum $1,000, and maybe $2,000 or $3,000. In part two next week, we'll talk about what the police are doing to try to, you know, crack down on it and prevent it. But in the meantime, we need to talk about us as private security and private law enforcement. How can we help in this nationwide crime spree? You see, it's something that we actually already do. High visibility, being seen, whether that be while we're patrolling on foot or in a vehicle, stopping people who don't appear to belong on the property, at the hospital, at the school, at the apartment complex, at the business, being alert, hyper alert to what people are doing. If you see a car jacked up in the parking lot of the hospital or a business, check it out. Find out what they're doing. Maybe it's just a tire that's gone flat, or maybe it's somebody cutting out that catalytic converter. I'll get it right before the end of the program. But, you know, it's something that if we're alert, if we're aware of our surroundings and we understand what does and doesn't look out of place or natural, suspicious, then we can stop it. This is one of those, not only quality of life, but this is one of those, this is a felony charge, by the way. Because of the value of the converter, it's a felony every time. So here we go. Being able to prevent serious crimes, to help our community, to help the visitors, the employees of a business, to be able to stop these predators in their tracks, that's a good job. That's a good day's work. It's one of the crimes that we can stop. If we can understand what it is that we can and cannot do legally, then we can get more active, proactive. And here's how. We can stop trespassing. We can stop people from being on the property. We can stop suspicious activity. if we're not able to physically, individually handle it, if we're not able to physically or legally or maybe because of our own company policy, we can't stop, apprehend, we can call 911, can't we? We can keep a surveillance. We can keep eyes on that person, those people, the car, the license plate. We can take down the description. Every one of you have a phone in your pocket. And I bet you take a lot of video of everything and photos. Everybody's taking selfies these days. Well, guess what? Take a selfie with the bad guy. Take video of the vehicle that they came in, the vehicle that they're fleeing in. Take video of them in the course of their crime. And I'm telling you what, you're going to make a big difference. We can stop trespassing on our property, which will stop other crimes. For many years in my security companies, we've had HUD properties. We've had tax-deferred properties. We've had all sorts of properties, HOAs, condominiums, apartments. And one of the best ways for us over the years of stopping crime is knowing who is on the property. Stopping those people who are not authorized to be there, don't know where they're going, don't know the person they're visiting. We can get rid of them easy by a written trespass warning. And if your state doesn't allow a individual security officer or property management employee to issue that trespass, you call the police. Let them come out and issue the trespass. It'll go into the CAD. And next time that person comes on the property, he'll be subject to arrest. You can post the property. I don't know how many complexes, including HOAs and gated communities, that don't have any signage that says private property trespassers will be prosecuted. That's one of the easiest things that you can do to stop people from coming onto the property. In some states, you've got to have one of three elements to prosecute someone for trespassing. Either trespassing after notice, which that notice can be the sign, trespass by notice verbally, or trespass by written warning, either by law enforcement or a representative of a company. We can stop trespassing. We'll oftentimes stop drug dealing, vandalism, theft, and a whole array of other things. That's going to do it for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll pick it up part two next week, talk about trespassing. Until then, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.